You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Last Friday was a big day in the world of California water, but it went under the radar of most people. It's when the California Water Commission released plans on how it wants to spend nearly $3 billion in funds that voters set aside for water storage in the 2014 Proposition 1 bond measure. Backers of the proposed Temperance Flat Reservoir near Fresno on the San Joaquin River had hoped to walk away with funding for a significant portion of their $2.7 billion project. Instead, they walked away with less than $200 million, a proverbial drop in the bucket. So who were the winners and who were the losers in this latest round of funding? With us, we have Dale Kassler of the Sacramento Bee joining us now. Dale, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with Temperance Flat, as the backers of that project are among those who are unhappy with the decision. Why did their proposal score so poorly?
Well, interesting question. As you said, Temperance Flat was tentatively awarded $170 million. They were hoping for a little over a billion. It's a $2.7 billion project. I mean, my hunch is, and I know people in the Valley are kind of upset about Temperance Flat not getting more money. My sense about Temperance Flat is that its problems go beyond money. It's a pretty controversial project because, you know, you're putting another straw into the San Joaquin River, as it were, and environmentalists are not happy about that. There is a very complicated scoring system. The way the California Water Commission, which is in charge of Proposition 1 funding, the way the Water Commission has set this out is they are only going to pay, and this is by statute, they're only going to pay for the so-called public benefits. And that includes enhancement to the environment, flood control, recreation, things of that nature, with a very strong emphasis on how this would improve the environment. And I think given the controversy around Temperance Flat and the notion of putting another dam on the San Joaquin River, that made it kind of an uphill climb. The original scoring back in February, which created a lot of controversy for a lot of these project applicants, had Temperance Flat at a big fat zero. So they did come up somewhat. The Water Commission declared that they had proven a public benefit of $170 million, which I know to people down there, the San Joaquin Valley Water Infrastructure Authority, which is the developer of this project, was pretty disappointed.
Now, it's not the only water storage project that was on the table for funding in this round. Sites Reservoir up in Northern California did considerably better. What's the mood there from those folks? They scored around $1 billion, as I see here. Not enough to build the reservoir, but what are they saying?
They're happier than they were in February. They think they still had made a pretty strong case. Sites Reservoir, which would feed off of the Sacramento River about 80 miles northwest of Sacramento, it's a $5 billion project. They were seeking $1.4 billion, and they've been awarded a little over $900 million, which is about $300 million more than they were in the initial round of funding back in February. They say that their project would create all sorts of environmental benefits for the Delta, for the Chinook salmon, the winter run Chinook salmon, which are on the endangered species list, and so on. Now, the sites people say that even without getting as much funding as they would like from the state, they believe they can build their dam. They believe they can build their reservoir because there are water agencies up and down the state of California that are interested in investing in sites. So they can store water there, as far south as Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which has tentatively agreed to invest in sites. So they feel pretty good about where things stand. They feel pretty confident. It is a project because it does not involve a dam. It's an off-stream storage facility. It's not as controversial. Some of the environmental groups are grudgingly in favor of it, if you will. So it stands a pretty good chance of happening someday.
Now, what about other projects? There were dozens of different groups backing proposals, many of them for groundwater storage or other sorts of things. What about some of the smaller scale projects? Did they have any success in this funding round?
Yes, some did, some didn't. Right now, as it stands, there's a total of 8 projects that would get funding. Just to back up a second, Proposition 1 was about a $7 billion water bond, but only about $2.7 billion of that is for reservoirs and other storage projects. Two of the big winners are in the Bay Area, in the San Jose area and south. One is called Pacheco Reservoir in the Santa Clara Valley. The other is called Los Vaqueros. That's actually northeast of San Jose in the Contra Costa Water District. And they're on tap to get about $400 million each. And these are existing reservoirs that would be expanded. I think when you're talking about an existing project and you want to expand it, you're more likely to get money because it's a project that already exists. It's less controversial in general.
So is this the final word on these funding deals? Is this a green light to go ahead with some of these projects, or are there more hoops they have to jump through?
Oh, there's always other hoops. It's California water, remember?
Exactly.
For one thing, the Water Commission is going to hold a series of hearings, about 3 days' worth of hearings, the first week of May, in which all these various developers and project applicants are going to make one final pitch. And it could get kind of interesting because basically the allocation that came out last week spends all the money. Basically about $2.6 billion has been spoken for. And if, let's say, Temperance Flat were to make a successful case for more money, well, think about it. That means it would be coming out of somebody else's pocket. There's no additional money out there. It's at this point, it's if give me more, which means give the other guy less. So there's that. The Water Commission is supposed to take a final vote in July, and then it'll start doling out the money when these projects have their final permitting done. Some of them, I assume, still have to do some environmental reviews, some final permits. So it's still going to be a ways before the money starts going out the door and before the shovels are in the ground. But what happened on Friday was a pretty big step because I can't imagine the Water Commission is going to make dramatic changes in the funding allocations. Back in February, just to back up, just to give your listeners some more background, they only allocated about $900 million of this money, and that raised a big stink. People said that they had raised the bar too high. They were being too stingy with the money. And they spent the next couple of months sitting down with all of these project proponents saying, listen, this is the kind of detail, this is the kind of information we need from you for you to build your case. And everybody kind of got on the same page and figured out, all right, this is how we show the benefits that we're going to deliver to the environment and so on. And these are the numbers that the Water Commission came up with. And it's hard to see the numbers changing dramatically from where they are now.
We will see if and how those big steps materialize into big projects in the coming years. Again, Dale Kassler with the Sacramento Bee, writing about the funding recommendations made last week to the California Water Commission for spending nearly $3 billion in bond funding approved by voters in 2014. Temperance Flat Reservoir not getting the type of support that backers had hoped. Dale Kassler, thank you so much.
Thank you.